Daniel laid out the wide receiver situation, Tom. I've looked at it for years, and I've thought you need more, you need more, you need more. I'll throw this one out, though. If Cedric Tillman is okay from the concussions, and if Deontay Johnson can be the guy he was in Pittsburgh, and I think it has to be that much. He has to be the guy he was in Pittsburgh, and that guy was pretty darn good. Then I think the Browns are pretty solid at wide receiver. But those are two big ifs. And if I'm the organization, man, I don't like big ifs. You know, Jamari Thrash, young guy, could he step up? Sure. And I hope he does. If the other two ifs come through, and if Jamari Thrash becomes your fourth receiver, great, you're in good shape. With all that in mind, I sure hope that they have their eyes open. Whether you bring somebody in now or not, there are still free agents out there who are available. It's not, you know, Keenan Allen's 32. He's available. Amari Cooper, would he come back here? Maybe. Would they want him back here? Maybe. There are guys. I'm sure they'll be watching who gets cut and everything else. A kid named Justin Ross from the Kansas City Chiefs just got cut. He's 6'4", extremely talented when he was at Clemson, and just has not done very well in the pros. He just got cut. Menigan's laughing. We talked about Justin Ross yesterday.
He can't keep his head on straight. And
that's an issue. That's a bit of an issue.
Do you trust this organization with someone who...
He'd fit right in.
Who can't keep his head on straight?
He'd fit right in.
I mean, I love the kid coming out of college. I thought he was immensely talented. He's unbelievable out of Clemson.
You're going to turn the page on the poor kid as he's trying to find himself.
Well, I feel like I'm in the middle of doing Liar Liar right now, where he's on the phone with the guy who ran into the ATM and is just screaming, "Stop breaking the law!" Like, that's how I feel with Justin Ross.
You mentioned...
just threw that name out there. I didn't really think Dan would start, crying on the air.
If you're the president of the Cedric Tillman fan club, I might be. I'm the VP.
Oh, good.
I'm right up there. I love the kid. I like everything about him.
Nice kid too.
Good kid.
I say that. You say that. Nobody cares about that stuff except we do.
Yeah.
You know.
We do.
He's a good kid. He's easy to root for.
I also care about his size and his hands and whether or not he can stay healthy or not. I think you mentioned, or if you didn't, Michael Woods as well, another kid.
Yeah, I didn't mention Michael.
Right, who has shown flashes, right? Hasn't been healthy.
Yeah, he's had some moments.
But he's had some moments on the field where you're like, okay, maybe there's a little something there. But and great job by Daniel before, too. And as we mentioned, I talked to you guys off the air about it. Daniel came in last year, new to the beat, and did a really nice job with the Browns. And I do encourage people to follow him as well on ESPN and those platforms. But Judy, and I've heard such good things about Judy and this offseason that he's had, they're going to need a complimentary piece, Jeff. They got to have whoever 1A or 2 or 3 is got to be, teams are going to game plan for Jerry Judy because there's not a heck of a lot more with this offense, right? And depending on who the quarterback's going to be, he's going to have more than one guy to throw to. So yeah, I'm with you. And I'm sure, Jeff, that they're already looking at what's available out there should the need arise, could arise pretty quickly. So
Ross is an interesting talent who, and I'm not advocating go out and sign him right now.
No, I got you. Yeah.
Guys will get cut who they might think are interesting talents. And I banged the drum for a guy named Denzel Mims for years who got cut by the Jets, who I thought was pretty good. He's not materialized in the NFL. His brother Marvin, looking pretty good for Denver last year, mainly as a kick returner. But there are talented guys out there who maybe you could bring in. Anyhow, they'll be watching. But, boy, you need Tillman. I think, Tom, you need Tillman and Johnson to live up to what it is everybody thinks they can be. And if they do...
Then you're okay.
Yeah, I think you're okay then.
You can get by.
I'm with you. But those are big ifs.
Well, especially when you supplement him with, Njoku and Fannin and whoever else you're going to put in the tight end spot. But, yeah, you need weapons, man. You got to be able to score. You got to be able to hit in baseball. You got to be able to score in football, right? Same kind of deal. And I'm with you with wide receivers. You can never have enough, right? And there's, good Lord, You know, with the soft tissue injuries, there's hamstrings and calves always being strained and sprained, and guys going down. So, but I'll go back to Judy for a second. I'm really intrigued with that next level that I asked Daniel about, because I do think it's there as well. I mean, you know, we did see last year that he had kind of been the forgotten man early in the season. Then Jameis Winston came in, and suddenly it was the Jerry Judy show, right?
Yeah. And the same thing with Cedric.
100%.
Jameis made both of those guys look better.
He looked to them like it was almost like they had been forgotten.
Yep.
Now, depending on who's the starting quarterback, I know that, you know, Joe Flacco is going to find guys as well, right? We'll see about Kenny Pickett, but I know you want to talk about Dylan Gabriel and what kind of potential that could be.
It's interesting because Shadur has received all of the spotlight. I think if you're looking at the two quarterbacks, 90% of the rookie spotlight has been on Shadur,
if not more,
who was taken significantly lower in the draft than Dylan Gabriel. And because of that, Tom, I don't know if you're aware, Menigan doesn't multitask very well. We're getting ready to do something, but he's not even listening to me right now as he texts. Oh, now he's ready to go.
You're so needy.
I thought it was only fair, because Shadur was getting so much of the spotlight, that we come up with something for Dylan, because just to be fair.
In accordance with the Radioactive 1927 equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
So we just kind of want to balance the scales. Give the guy everything he's due. Dylan Gabriel has a degree from Oklahoma in communication and media studies. He was a finalist for the 2024 Academic Heisman. It's the William V. Campbell Trophy. He was a finalist last year at Oregon. Guy's pretty bright. Guy apparently is able to dissect everything going on a football field when it comes to everything you talked about and watching quarterbacks on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And in the back of my head, I just keep thinking, is this the guy? Is this the guy who's going to surprise everybody? Because, Tom, he played really well every step of the way in college.
Wasn't he also a Heisman finalist? I think he finished third, didn't he?
Combine the two things and you got something there, maybe.
I mean, 60 touchdowns over the last 2 years.
If he's 6'3 or 6'4, the guy's in the first round, you know?
And I heard he's right around 6 foot, which is...
Well,
there was a quarterback here a couple years ago that's playing pretty well in the league right now that was right about 6 feet
tall. He's
doing
okay. Russell Wilson's doing okay. Bryce Young was the number one pick. Kyler Murray was the number one pick.
I'm partial to left-handers, too, being a left-hander. At least I throw a football. How about this? I think I'm the only person that I know that throws a football left-handed and a baseball right-handed. It's kind of odd, isn't it?
I'm kind of
creeped. Really? That's fascinating.
I'm creeped out right now a little bit.
Isn't that a little odd?
How'd that happen?
I broke my right arm when I was, I think, fifth grade. Yeah, fifth grade football. Broke my right arm. But I had already been, like, left-handed with a football. Isn't that strange?
What do you write with?
Right-handed.
So the only thing you do left-handed is throw a football?
No, I swing a bat.
Lefty?
And
can you throw a football okay left-handed?
I can. Oh, no, I throw a football left-handed.
Can you throw it okay left-handed?
Oh, yeah.
The football? Can you throw a baseball well? What if you swapped them? Can you throw a football with your right
both.
Hand?
Can do both.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Actually, as a kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Weathers
for this?
Right here.
As a kid, pitched one inning left-handed, one inning right-handed. Which I think broke every rule. But
nice job, Greg Harris. Wasn't it Greg?
But enough about me. I'm
But enough about me.
I am so intrigued by Dylan Gabriel. I mean, there's a reason the Browns took him in the third round.
In my head, Tom, I just keep thinking, could he be the guy?
When I had heard rumblings going into the draft, and I had shared this with a few of my colleagues about how high the Browns were on him, you know, coming out of the combine, coming out of the, you know, the scouting evaluation, you know, dissecting him coming out of Oregon and Oklahoma and UCF, as you had mentioned. They like him a lot, and they see some really positive things. And, you know, I had forgotten too, you know, and Daniel was right. I needed some context with the question I asked him before. You know, people made a lot about the numbers Gabriel put up in camp. He went against the ones. You know, he was facing a starting defense from day one in OTAs. So,
which would explain his slow start.
Slow start, and also maybe speaks to how they feel about him.
Because Shadur didn't get that opportunity.
No.
No. Daniel.
The Cleveland Guardians player development system has announced that Travis Bazana is off the IL and heading to Akron.
Hey! That's good. Resume what he was doing before he
injured himself. Now start hitting 460 and we'll see you in September.
If he ends up hitting well, Tom, do you think it would be, and I don't, well, let's veer from it. We got 30 seconds. Do you think that would be if you go to Akron and you have a 2 or 3 good week stretch, you're getting bumped to Columbus and another 2 or 3 good week stretch?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah, September call up. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Okay. That would be September, roughly about that time.
Got to stay healthy. He's been a little bit banged up this year.
Clearly, they need him as a starting second baseman next year.
Wow, that'd be great.
Has to be the guy next year. Tim May is our starting guy from Columbus. He writes for Letterman Row. He's way too much fun. He's a golf guru. Knows his Ohio State Buckeyes, as does Tom Withers. Tim May joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.